It's number 5 in the white book, number 5. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, wonderful name, how my heart thrills to hear it. The name of my risen Redeemer and King. It falls like the music of heaven on my spirit and fills me with rapture divine while I sing. Someone pray with us, please. Oh, God, 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 we praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Lord, we acknowledge your presence among us. This evening, Lord, we've come to meet you. Hear from you, Lord, to receive from you, and to offer to you that which you desire of us tonight, Lord. We pray that you will manifest yourself in every
yes,
way
Lord,
you desire
yes,
to.
Yes, Lord.
We pray, Lord, that you will speak into our hearts, Lord, those things that you want to say to us that we need to get hold of at this time, Lord. And we pray, Jesus, that you will use one and another in the way you desire to, that you may have your way and be glorified among us.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we love you tonight, and we're so glad to be together in your presence, and we know that you have great
yes,
things
Lord. Yes, Lord.
For this time of seeking God together. And so, Lord, enable us to open our hearts to receive all that you intend to minister, Lord, and then put into our hearts the response that you're looking for by your grace, Lord, that in all things you will be glorified. Your kingdom come, your will be done. We pray this all in Jesus' precious name.
Amen, 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 amen. I just have a personal request, and I just feel I need to voice it and then ask you to pray with me. Is it just an older gentleman at home who is a friend of my wife, I guess, her friend, an older man, and he's dying. And I've had the opportunity to visit with him a number of times. And I just pray that he'll open his heart to the Lord. He's kind of lived far away from God in a sense, and when he was well and I had opportunity to talk with him, didn't seem to be too interested in that. And so my heart is a little bit broken. I feel a little bit helpless being here. But I know that God's Spirit can reach him. And bring to his remembrance things that were said to him. I told him, just call out to God. Just call out to God. His name is Joe. And dear God, I just pray for Joe tonight. I bring him to you again. Lord, I just commit him into your hands, into your keeping. Lord, you must work by your Spirit, Lord. Lord, you saved that dying thief. Oh, God, and you opened paradise to him. And so, God, I just pray that you cause Joe just to open his heart, to cry out to you just to, as best as he knows how. Lord Jesus, you are a merciful God. Oh, Jesus, your grace covers all our sin. And so, Lord, may he cry out to you, Lord. God, be merciful to me, a sinner, Lord. Just help him, my God. At this time, those that are surrounding him, I pray that they would be just given your word, that you would comfort them as well. And help my wife, Lord Jesus, as she has contact with them. Give Denise your word, I pray. Give her just the word that she should say, Lord. Oh, God, I just pray, Lord, come, my God, even now, Lord Jesus. You are able, Lord, to do this, Lord. Come to Joe. I ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Oh, Jesus, 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 you are able, Lord. Oh, you came to seek and save those that are lost. We thank you, Lord.
Be a real breakthrough in his life.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we pray. We've been hearing these many prayers, and God, we claim
oh,
this soul.
God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
That any hindrance would be removed in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that the light of Christ will penetrate. Lord, his life will be fully given to you.
Yes,
Lord, we claim it for your kingdom. Lord, don't let him leave this life without
God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus.
Lord, we believe you to do it. We claim this soul, the kingdom of God. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's sing together Old Time Power. Hallelujah. I'll tell you which one it is. Number 126. 126. Maybe we could stand as we sing. Again, I welcome every one of you. It's so nice for you to come and that we could be together, seek the Lord together, believe God. Thank you for the staff. For the staff that's come to help us, serve us. Let's stand as we sing 126. God, God. And oh God, oh God. We are gathered. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, have your way. Lord, it is up to you. Lord Jesus, have your way. Jesus. Oh, Jesus, you know our hearts, Lord. You know my heart, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, you know us all together, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, cleanse and make holy, humble and lowly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Dear Lord, we pray that you would effect a real cleansing in our hearts. Oh, God, that we would truly be dead to self and to sin. Dear God, you alone know our hearts. Jesus, you said we can't know our hearts. They're deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. But, oh God, you know the heart. And so, God, I pray that you would cleanse every part. Jesus, shine in even right now, Lord. Shine into our hearts the light of the Holy Ghost, Lord. And let there be a cry in our hearts to be clean before you. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, wash us, Lord. Wash us in your precious blood. Put your holy anointing oil upon us, upon clean vessels. Oh, Jesus, we need your touch tonight. Jesus, you've brought us together to work among us, to work in us. And so, Lord, we want to just give ourselves to you. First of all, Jesus, search us, Lord. Oh, Jesus, make us all that you want us to be. Emptied of ourselves and filled with you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, under the blood, the precious blood, under the cleansing healing flood, keep me, Savior, from day to day, under the precious blood. I'm under the blood, the precious blood, under the cleansing healing flood. Keep me, Savior, from day to day, under the precious blood. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blood. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Wash me now, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see, I plunge and oh, it cleanseth me. Oh, praise the Lord, it cleanseth me. It cleanseth me, yes, cleanseth me. Let's also sing that. That's number 386. You may be seated as we sing. 386. Hallelujah. And wave the fountain deep and wide. Jesus, my Lord, mighty to save, points to his wounded side.
did a meeting a long time ago, and maybe this meeting should be like that one, but I hesitate even to stand up and to maybe ruin what God is doing. But I was reminded again and again of that. Oh, I must have been 10, 12 years old. So that was about 25 years ago or so, or whatever. And it was in Ridgewood, and it was a Wednesday morning. Now, I don't know why I was there, out of school. Maybe it was during the summertime, but we got to that meeting, and there was Uncle Hans, probably Brother Gardner, probably Uncle Edwin, and probably several others. I don't know who was on the platform. It didn't really matter to me all that much. But I know the meeting began at 10 o'clock. And I know that at 12 o'clock, we were still sitting there, waiting for the meeting to begin. And it never started. And it was as if those pastors in the front didn't know any souls, or nobody wanted to give a testimony in that meeting. We just sat there for 2 hours. And at the end of 2 hours, Uncle Hunt said, now we're going to change the order of the service, and anybody that wants to wait on the Lord can stay. I didn't see a big change, and I didn't want to stay. And I don't think I did. My mother had mercy on me, and so we kind of probably left. But I think I've learned, maybe not a whole lot, but I've learned that in times like that, there are operations in the soul.
Thank you.
Sometimes my body got sick and I needed an operation. Maybe yours did too. So you get something fixed. But there's no doctor, there's no hospital, there's no clinic, there's no surgeon that can fix your soul. Only God can do that. Only the Holy Spirit can search our hearts and try our hearts and see if there be any wicked way. And God can do that in a lot of different ways. I guess God can break bondages and does when people praise the Lord and open their hearts to Him. But there's something that's done as we wait upon Him, sit at His feet. There are changes that He makes. I can't explain it. I can't really understand it very, very much. But I know what God can do. As we keep our faith in Him and our eyes on Him and our trust in Him, Lord, You're working in me now. You're working in me now. I may not understand what You're doing, but maybe You're working in me in this silence in a greater way. A.B. Simpson wrote that little pamphlet, The Power of Stillness, which I'm sure you've all read or seen, and how God uses stillness to quiet our own hearts, to make changes in us that will redound to His honor and glory for all eternity. And there's a strong correlation between God working in our souls and changing us and being filled with His Spirit and living in His Spirit. Many times you wonder how is it that we come to a camp like we've just come to, a bunch of pastors and Christian workers and people with a desire and a hunger for the Lord, and almost right away the Lord reminds us of our need of being clean. I mean, you would think we wouldn't need that, we've graduated from that, but He reminds us because we need to be reminded to be clean.
Amen.
We need to be washed. You know, that song that Phoebe Palmer wrote, The Cleansing Stream, The Cleansing Wave, that wasn't just written to a bunch of novices who didn't know the Lord and let's get washed in His blood, but that was written to a group of people that were seeking to be filled with the Holy Ghost and were baptized in the Spirit. They say they sang that song over and over again. They got their tambourines and their washboards, and they marched around as they sang, The Cleansing Stream, I see, I plunge in, oh, it cleanses me. Because without that cleansing, there's no real baptismal power.
Hallelujah.
We need to be clean.
That's right.
And I thought of it in connection with the camp and with the kids that come to camp, the children that will be here, cottage. Why not?
Right.
Of course, village, Natick, Nonanta, the staff, the guests. I think behind a lot of or some of what we want to see happen in the camp is, Lord, we want You to pour out Your Spirit. We want You to baptize in the Holy Spirit. And rightly so. Rightly so. I mean, we all want that. But the Lord sometimes wants to back us up and say, let's get clean.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get clean. You think of when Elijah was ready to call down fire from heaven. But there was no place for the fire to fall. There was no altar that was erected. There was no place. And before he could pray what he did, and before God can answer by fire, as he did, he got those leaders in Israel, and he got them together, and he said, come near my people. And then he built the altar. Mm-hmm. And he prepared the altar. I don't know what he needed to do, what stones he needed to put in place. Something was askew. Something wasn't right. Something wasn't lined up. Something needed to be changed. And as that altar was prepared, the stones were erected. The things that had been demolished or destroyed or knocked apart, now they were getting back in line. And then they had a place to put the sacrifice. And then God had a place to cause the fire to fall upon. That preparation. And I think I've been praying, and I trust we all have been, Lord, get a hold of our hearts. The kids that come, save them.
Yes.
Save them. There's no sense in saying, Lord, fill them all with your spirit and let save them. Cleanse them. Wash them. Save us.
Oh,
cleanse us. Wash us.
Hallelujah.
So that there may be a place for the fire of God to fall. And help us to let the operations of your Holy Spirit work among us and change us.
Yes,
as
Lord,
we sit at your feet, as we wait upon you, as we hear your word, as we're in your presence, from glory to glory. There's so much that needs yet to be done, maybe in your heart, I know in mine, in my life. More of his saving fullness, more of his cleansing, more of his holiness, more of his working. But he's doing it, and he's working in us, and we're thankful for what he's done and what he will yet do. The Bible doesn't say what those disciples were doing. 120 of them go to the city of Jerusalem. I don't know what they were doing for 10 days. I don't think you do either. But maybe what they were doing for 10 days was getting right with God. I don't know. Maybe there were a couple of them who were getting on the same page and ironing out the squabbles and the dissensions and the attitudes and the grudges. Maybe they sat in silence for a long time and let God deal with their hearts and speak to them and work. I don't know what was going on. This is just conjecture, but maybe it could have been. And could it have taken 10 days before God could get them to the place where he found an altar that he could pour out the Spirit and the fire could fall, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost? Everyone, Lord, could you do that again? Sure you can. You're the same. Yesterday, today, forever, you want to pour out your Spirit upon us. And I know it's your desire as well as it's mine, and I know you know all this before I got up to say it, but I just want to remind myself.
Hallelujah.
Lord, get us clean.
Amen.
Lord, wash us in your blood. Do those operations that only you by your Spirit can do. Only you by your word can do. Get through to the joints and the marrow, the minutiae of my heart, and Lord, make me clean. Make me clean.
Hallelujah.
That I might be able to be filled more so with your Holy Spirit.
Amen. Lord Jesus, thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord
Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I fall.
Heal me of my own. Sing 234 in our hymn books, 234.
Count this the holding toward Jesus but cause. Yes, thy heart rise.
So how do you answer the question? Is your heart right with God? Is my heart right with God? Again, as Brother Ernie said, the Holy Spirit is speaking to us. We've asked Him to come and speak to us, right? We've come before Him and said, Lord, work in our hearts. Are all my powers under Jesus' control? Now, I don't know if I understand that perfectly, but I think the thought is that I don't do anything unless the Lord tells me to do it, and unless He enables me to do it. And for those in the ministry, how often, or it shouldn't be that way, but how often have we done things in our own strength, and our powers were not under Jesus' control? And so God has to remind us that we're not our own. We're just vessels that He wants to fill. And we need to be empty. We need to be clean. We need to be right with God. God, deliver us from any pride, any self, dear God, that would hide Your glory, hinder Your working. There's a progression here in these verses. And this last verse now speaks of God's desire for us as His children to walk in the light as He is in the light. Hallelujah. To have our hearts cleansed so that we can have fellowship with Him, that we can walk with Him moment by moment, step by step. Oh God, bring us into the light. To walk in the light as You are in the light. Oh Jesus, Jesus. And so I'd like to say, yes, my heart's right with God. How about you? Yes, yes, I'm under the blood. Yes, it's cleansed and made holy. Why not? He offers it to us. Let's enter in and say, oh Jesus, yes Lord. Under Your blood. Hallelujah. Oh, the blood, it cleanseth me. Thank You, Lord. Oh, thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. He doesn't want us to stay where we are. He wants us to come up into the light. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, God, lift us into light tonight. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, into Your presence. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank You, Lord, for calling us, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for speaking to us. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus. Yes, Lord, cleansed and made holy, humble and lowly. Right in the sight of God. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, I thank You, Lord. I thank You, Lord. Oh, I praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Bajaka Bakabajo. I will praise Him. I will praise Him.
Praise the Lamb for sinners.
was set aflame. Have a last verse of 2, 3, 4. Art thou now walking in heaven's pure light? Is thy heart right with God? Is thy soul wearing the garment of white? Is thy heart right with God? Is my heart right with God, cleansed and made holy, humble.